What's up, man? Alright guys, today's video is titled "This is why you don't trust or support Muslims online." So this guy over here, the Muslim skeptic, so far so good. I have nothing negative to say about him. He's kind of like the type of person who is he's basically the Muslim version of Coffeezilla, where he like checks out other Muslims and sees if they're up to something. So what happened in this case, guys, is that he was able to prove that some Muslim organization was actually a scam, that they were promoting misleading information about Islam. They were raising money, which they were putting in their pockets, and they were again misleading Muslims. You know, this is why I tell you guys all the time, don't ever trust Muslims, okay? The only Muslims you trust are Muslims you have known for decades and you have known for in person, guys, okay? Do not trust Muslims online. Do not give Muslims money online. Listen, guys, if you give Muslims money online, God is not gonna punish you, okay? So these you guys are probably reading this anyways. See, this channel was actually, I'm gonna show you, this channel, YQ Gems over here, this was actually supporting this school. And then when the Muslim skeptic exposed the school, this channel YQ Gems pulled down all the videos. This is one of the reasons why I don't do collaborations with Muslims, because I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. Muslims on the internet fall into one or two categories. Either they're CIA assets causing facade, aka corruption, or they are natural born grifters / scammers. This is all you have in the Muslim Ummah of Muhammad, guys. You don't have many intelligent people. The Muslim skeptic, I think he's non-Arab, so he's probably higher IQ than the average Muslim tard out there. So he seems authentic. But the point that I'm trying to get across to you guys here is that when it comes to Muslims, donate to, I know in Islam there's obligatory donations you have to give. Donate to your local mosque, because you know where the money's going to. You know who the imam is. Donate to your local mosque, okay? I don't want you guys donating money to charities on the internet. Again, nothing bad is going to happen to you Islamically if you donate to scammers and grifters because they took advantage of you, they lied to you. But the problem here is when you give so much money to grifters and scammers, their mentality is going to be like, well, let's ask for more. And guess what? There are other people out there watching who are saying, hey, I too want to get in on this grift. Like Stardust said in one of his videos, he said that people who can scam you and have absolutely no moral conscience about it, this is a personality trait. This is who they are. These are not people who got desperate. These are not people who have a gun pointed to their head. This is who they are. And sadly and unfortunately, Muslims are the easiest group of people in the world to scam. Like Duke the Don said in one of his live streams a couple of weeks ago, Islam is the ultimate grift, because Muslims are so low IQ, so desperate. They want to donate to anybody out there who tells them, brother, I'm doing this for Allah, brother, may Allah reward you, brother, give me money, brother. They're so desperate, they're so low IQ, that they donate to anybody without knowing, hey man, these are scammers, these are grifters, you know. It takes 5 minutes. You guys, I've seen so many online donation portals for Muslims begging for money. I spent a couple of minutes looking over it, and I'm like, this is a fucking scam, man. They don't need the money. They just want to take your money, play with it. You know, how come these Muslims out there can't see what I can see? You guys need to understand something about Muslims, man. It's low IQ. It's desperation. It's all about feel good. It's all about fitting in. See, this is what makes the Muslims a perfect target for scammers. Okay, because here's the thing. I'm seeing channels. There's a new channel right now. Like the first video the guy did, he's not even a guy, he's a fucking kid. Some fucking kid says, this is why I became Muslim. First video he does, he gets like fucking 100,000 views, and like 3-4 videos later, he's like fucking monetized. And these obviously are CIA assets, guys. These are not normal people who woke up one day and said, hey man, let me scam the Muslim community, especially when the kid is like fucking 9-10 years old. So what this kid is doing is that he's reading from the Quran, or supposedly reading from the Quran, and he's pretty much, what he's reading from the Quran is, oh, Muslims, don't shame one another, love one another, trust one another, do not be suspicious of one another. They are grooming Muslims to pretty much believe anybody who talks to them. That's what they're really doing. Guys, you need to understand, man, it's all about character at the end of the day. You just can't believe anybody online, especially when they want your money. If somebody wants your money, they're gonna lie. That's a fact. That's not even a personal opinion, okay? This is why I tell you guys, I cannot stress this enough. You Muslim guys out there watching this, if you're gonna donate to your local mosque, because you know the people there, hopefully they're good people, hopefully they use that money for something good. Donate to your local community, okay? Don't give money to anybody online unless you know that person online. Like, I would donate to Sheikh Imran Hussein. I know Sheikh Imran Hussein. I know he's a good person. So if you know a person is good, yeah, sure, give them money. But anybody out there that just asks you for money, come on, man. They're grifting, they're scamming. It's right there in your face. And you guys can't be like this anymore, because you have to understand, you know, the Antichrist is not just one person. The Dajjal is not just one person. The Antichrist, yes, it will culminate with one person, yes. However, the deceivers are going to be many. You guys need to understand, these deceivers, Sheikh Imran Hussein refers to them as Dajjal's warriors, okay? Dajjal's warriors are supposed to prime you guys for the arrival of the Antichrist in human form. This is why grifting and fraud and scams are going through the roof, because these people there, these Dajjal warriors on behalf of Satan, they are grooming you guys to accept this type of scams. They're grooming you to believe any Muslim out there, kind of like the hashtag believe all women, right? Believe all Muslims. This is how you get, you know, people who supposedly revert, you know, they became Muslim, and all of a sudden, you know, they're asking for money. It's like, bro, you just became Muslim, and now you're acting like you're a big sheikh, you're a big mullah. Who are you, man? Who are you, you know? Islam is the only religion in the world, sadly and unfortunately, of the Abrahamic faith that does not have a hierarchy based on credentials. Any Muslim out there can call himself a sheikh. Any Muslim out there can call themselves a mullah. You know, in Judaism, if you're going to call yourself a rabbi, you better damn well have credentials. If you're going to call yourself a pastor in Christianity, you better have credentials, okay? But in Islam, hey, I'm a sheikh, I'm a mullah. It's like, motherfucker, you're not even good enough to flip burgers at McDonald's. You're fucking 10 years old and you're a sheikh, you're a mullah. You're here to tell us about our religion. Bismillah, mashallah, wow. wow, the Ummah of Muhammad guys is full of scum. You know, I made a video about this telling you the Muhammadians are scum. Vast majority of Muslim people out there are scum. Period. I'm not saying they're bad people. I'm simply saying because of the low IQ. I'm simply saying because of their desperation. Their desperation. Oh, look, we're good people. Oh, look, we're not bad people. Oh, please accept us. They put this facade. They put this fake front that they're fine and dandy like cotton candy. Everything just can't get better for them when their entire life is upside down. Guys, a lot of Muslims out there, man, they're not happy people. Facts. This is not even a personal opinion. A lot of Muslims out there, they're just not happy people, man. I went to the doctors today to get my blood tested. You know, I'm 42 years old. It's good to get your blood work done every now and then to see what's going on. You know, they took my blood pressure. They're like, you're perfect. It's like 183/75, 76. They're like, for somebody your age, your blood pressure is perfect. Well, guess what, guys? I, Amr Mitwali, I always have had good blood pressure. Thank God, of course. And the reason behind it is very simple. I lead a happy life. A lot of Muslims out there, guys, they lead miserable lives, and they think to themselves, I am the problem. This is why my life is miserable. This is why my kids are bratty. This is why my wife is a bitch. It has to be my fault. No, bro, you were sold a lie, you were sold a scam, and now you think that the problem is you. The problem is not you. The problem is the people around you. So in order for you to be happy, guys, you gotta go MGTOW. You gotta go your own way. Now, I'm not telling anybody here that you can't be with a woman, that you can't have children. But in today's environment, guys, it's damn near impossible to have women, to have a children in today's environment. That's what really what I'm telling you. And again, it all boils down to just how toxic people are around you, around me, that you really cannot, that you really can't trust anybody. You know, the Prophet Muhammad said, if you know what I know, you will laugh little and cry much. This is where we are. Unfortunately, the Muslims, they want to do the opposite. They want to laugh a lot and they don't want to cry. It's like, look around you, man. Look at the state of the Muslims. Now you have Chinese pushing propaganda on YouTube saying, oh, look how China is good for Muslims out there. It's like, really? They're fucking genociding the Uyghur population right now. And you tell me that China is good for Muslims? Come on, man. So at the end of the day, man, you Muslims out there watching this, number one, donate. If you're gonna donate, if you can donate to your local mosque, people that you trust. You know where the money goes to. If you are at a mosque and the mosque says, hey man, we need $10,000 to build a playground, and you donate, and you know, 4 or 5 months later there is no playground, well, now you know they're scamming. But if you see with your own eyes that, hey, they're building stuff, you know, maybe the bathrooms need to be overhauled, you know, maybe they need a new picnic area, maybe they need a bigger building next to the main mosque, you know, as long as you see them doing shit with your money, that's really all that matters, okay? But when it comes to these online people out there, brother, give me money. How do you know they're taking your money and doing anything good with it? How do you know they're not taking your money and going to Vegas, you know, going to Dubai, first class? How do you guys know that, man? Islam is not a religion of blindly following people. You need to understand that, okay? Unfortunately, the mullahs and the sheikhs, they turned Islam into a religion of blindly following people. And that's because a lot of these sheikhs, a lot of these ummahs, they're not, I don't want to say they're bad people, they're just useless people. And the last thing they want is for you to look into their background and be like, hey buddy, you just got fired from McDonald's. Or worse, you couldn't even get hired at McDonald's, and now you're a sheikh, now you're a mullah. Come on, man. So this is why the Muslims want you to follow them blindly, because they don't want you to look under the hood. They don't want you to peel back the onion and realize that, oh my God, I'm dealing with a fucking loser here, okay? This is a problem of the Ummah of Muhammad. We have a lot of losers in this religion. Islam is the religion of losers. Let me say that one more time. Islam is the religion of losers, okay? You guys need to understand, man. Real Muslims are winners. That's real Muslims, okay? The people who followed Muhammad initially, those were the best of Muslims. In fact, the Prophet Muhammad said, my generation of Muslim is the best, and the one after it is going to be the second best. We're like, what, 70 generations behind that of Muhammad? So yeah, we are in last place when it comes to our faith, okay? Now, I'm telling you guys out there who are watching this, you know, if you're watching this, guys, most of the stuff I can't even put on YouTube anymore. I actually have a strike on YouTube. So most of you guys watching this, this is kind of an echo chamber in a way, but also at the same time, that's a good thing, because I like TFM, I don't want to reach out to the normies, man, you know, and the reason why I got a strike on YouTube is because of my video exposing the passport bros, you know, dusty black men going overseas and making it rain and think to themselves, hey man, the woman there love the BBC, yeah, they love that big black, yeah, whatever, right? You know, they just want your money. So that video got taken down due to hate speech. So obviously, guys, normies don't want to know the truth. And you tell a Muslim this, guys, you guys have to understand, man. Imagine your entire life was fake. Everything you've been told was a lie. You know, you live the lie. Listen, man. I, Amr Mitwali, I didn't live the lie. Why? Because I had that gut feeling as far back as freaking 9, 8 years old that this was bullshit, okay? Imagine you're a grown-ass man and you have lived this bullshit life and somebody comes up to you and says, yo, man, everything you're doing is wrong and bad. You don't want to change. That's just how normies are. They don't want to change. And to a certain degree, you really can't blame them, because if they change, their entire life is gonna be uprooted. You know, it's like building a building and someone saying, it's structurally deficient. What that means is you have to take the whole thing down and start over again. Not a lot of people out there want to start over. See, the point, you see, if the Muhammadians, right, if the Muslims had good leaders like the Jews, we would have taken over the world. But what do we have? We have people not good enough to work at fucking McDonald's. That's what we have. And then the people who actually run the countries, the psychopaths who run the countries, they have the personality trait of scammers and grifters and terrorists. So we're stuck between a rock and a hard place. We're stuck between psychopath and between people not good enough to work at McDonald's. So our religious ulema, they're not good enough. They're not qualified to flip burgers. But yet they say we're mullah, we're sheikh. But you can't flip a fucking burger. Then the people who lead us, they're fucking psychopath, you know, terrorists, just horrible, degenerate human beings. And this all comes down to the problem that we as Muslims, we're just letting these people run game on us up and down, side to side, all day, every day, because we were conditioned to, you know, always trust your leaders, always listen to some guy called Mullah this, Sheikh that. This is a problem. See, this is why I don't, this is why I tell you guys, I would rather be a dirty Jew than be a good Muslim. Because if I'm a good Muslim, that means I'm a hypocrite in one way or another. If I'm a dirty Jew, then I'm real with you. I tell you guys all the time, there's really more dignity, integrity, and honor for you to go to a brothel and have a hot bitch pick you out than for you to go to the mosque and propose to a woman, because she's going to treat you like scum. That's just where we are, guys, okay? Again, like the Prophet Muhammad said, if you know what I know, you're gonna cry a lot and laugh very little. This is where we are. Everything is up and down, side to side, okay? The dirty Jew is the one telling you the truth, while the mullah, the sheikh, is the one deceiving you. Again, and I'm going to end the video with this. Again, the Muslim skeptic, he busted some organization out there that promotes deviant reformism, and Zanadika, I don't know, heretics, I don't know what Zanadika might be, like a Muslim sect, they're heretics. So this just goes to show you guys, these Muslims, they're scamming you and you blindly follow them, okay? And again, there is no harm for the Muslims who donated to scammers and frauds and sinners. There's no harm because you were taken advantage of, so there is no harm for you. However, you're just making this easier for the next person to say, how can I make my scam better? That's a problem we're dealing with. Every time you guys give money out, every time an organization gets busted, the next person comes in, says, hey, how can I make my organization not get busted? The second you Muslims out there say, hey man, we're not doing this whole online thing anymore, we're just gonna donate to our local mosque, trust and believe, all these mullahs, all these imams, you know, they're gonna exit YouTube, and you know, hopefully they can actually get a job at fucking McDonald's, maybe wiping the table or some dumb shit like that. I mean, I've seen listen, I've literally seen retarded people wipe tables at McDonald's. So if a retarded person can do it, I think a Muslim can do it, especially these low IQ Muslims out there. For you guys out there who are not Muslim and you became Muslim, stay away from Muslims. This is not what I'm saying. Listen, I've known several people at our mosque who became Muslims, and they told me, Amr, the biggest mistake we made is trusting Muslims. Yeah, stay away from Muslims, you know. Muslims, they're gonna smile in your face, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, but at the end of the day, you cannot count on them, you cannot trust them. Heck, they might even try to scam you and defraud you, you know. So, you Muslim converts out there, stay away from Muslims. Read the Quran, read the Hadith, read it yourself. Don't go on YouTube and let some fucking 10-year-old kid, you know, read you from the Quran, because as far as we know, he can be a CIA asset making shit up. At the end of the day, guys, what I'm really saying here is that you guys have to be accountable. A lot of you guys out there, you don't want to be accountable, okay? Instead of actually doing your own due diligence and donating to people you know who actually take that donation money and do good with it, you just give it to some rando on the internet, okay? Instead of actually reading the Quran, reading the Hadith yourself, you just let some rando on the internet tell you what's up. Come on, man. You gotta start taking responsibility. See, this is the crux of the matter of the Ummah of Muhammad. You all just don't want to accept responsibility. You do not want to be held accountable. You want everything to be done for you on a silver platter, and all you have to do is say, oh, I donated, oh, I listened to Quran. It's like, come on, man, you've got to do the work yourself, okay? So at the end of the day, guys, accountability, doing the work, you all gotta do it. That's number one. Number two, do not trust people online who say, give me money, okay? At the same time, guys, do not watch Muslim YouTubers. Most of what they say is fluff. Most of what they say is very elementary. Most of what I never, you know, the only Muslim I've known who was like mind blowing again is Sheikh Imran Hussein. I have not seen another Muslim out there that actually made my mind open. There is not a listen, there are more Jews out there that opened my mind than Muslims have, with the exception of Sheikh Imran Hussein. I've never had a Muslim blow open my mind, but I've had tons of Jews who open my mind. What does this tell you guys? I mean, again, these rabbis, you know, these are not some guys, you know, who couldn't make it at McDonald's, so they're like, well, I'm going to call myself a rabbi. It doesn't work like that, you know. And the Taliban, you know, the Taliban, they're smart. You know, the Taliban call themselves the Taliban because they're students, you know. I call myself a Talmid Chacham. Talmid Chacham is Hebrew for student of the wise. So the Taliban are students of God. They don't call themselves Mullah this, Sheikh this, King that, blah 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 this, blah 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 that. Granted, they have a Mullah who's in charge of them, but at the end of the day, the Taliban are students of God. And by the way, guys, it is said that the Taliban are actually one of the lost tribes of Israel, you know. So maybe this explains why the Taliban are the only Muslims out there who are raking W's and everybody else is raking, you know, is eating L's on a daily basis. So, at the end of the day, guys, things for the Ummah of Muhammad is gonna get worse and worse and worse. You're gonna get more grifters, more scammers out there, more CIA assets out there. At the end of the day, guys, you need to understand Islam is the solution, okay? However, who is going to implement Islam? Andrew Tate or somebody who can actually understand the religion and understanding Islam, guys? Keep in mind, there is a Mahdi. Mahdi means the guided one. Okay? The guided one is a man. His name doesn't have to be Mahdi, even though there's a Muslim YouTuber out there calling himself the Mahdi, right? So the Mahdi means the guided one. This is a guy who's going to be guided by God, just like the first five Khalifa. You know, they're called the Khalifa al-Rashidin, or they were five righteous, they were five. It's kind of I want to go to sleep, you know. I make these videos at night before I go to sleep, so Khalifa al-Rashidin, that's what they were called. You know, they were the five original caliphs who were rightly guided by God. The Mahdi is gonna be one, is gonna be like them, okay? Andrew Tate is not it. Right now, everybody in the Ummah of Muhammad is not it. You know, Sheikh Imran Hussein, you know, he's old, so obviously he's not it. I've said this before and I'm gonna say it again. Trust and believe, Mossad / CIA has a Mahdi in the grooming right now. This is why the Jews are promoting all these Muslim fakers out there, because they want to groom you for this fake Mahdi to come. Let me say that one more time before I end this video. The reason why the Jews are putting all these fake Muslims out there, they're grooming you to accept the false Mahdi. Okay, sadly and unfortunately, the vast majority of people out there, they will. Not saying you're going to end up going to the hellfire. I'm simply stating that you're just not good enough to be here when the Son of Mary, that's Jesus, comes back, okay? People like you and me watching this video, man, when we see people like Andrew Tate, okay, when we see these Muslims out there, you know, all of a sudden they accepted Islam, even though they were making fun of it like 5 minutes ago, like Sneeko, we can see that it reads kafir on their head. This is what the Prophet Muhammad said. The Prophet Muhammad said, a blind person will read the word kafir on the Dajjal's head. Okay, how you Muslims out there can't see that these Nikos, these Andrew Tates, how you guys cannot see that these people are kafir, it's beyond me, you know. Christians, non-Muslims, you know, Jews in particular, they're picking up on the fact that these people are fakers just by watching a couple of minutes of their videos. But yet you Muslims out there are like, oh, Omar, give him another chance. Oh, Omar, you, a man has to grow in their hearts. Come on, man. Come on, man. You know, again, at the end of the day, guys, it's about being accountable, being responsible, and most importantly, doing the work. Why do you guys need some fucking YouTuber to tell you about Islam? I don't get it, you know. You got the Quran, you got the Hadith. Guys, there's nothing I, Omar Mitwali, am saying that you guys cannot find out on your own. You know, I'm not a prophet of God. I don't have a magic, I'm not Nostradamus, I don't have a magic 8-ball or a magic ball. I read the same stuff you do. Why is it that you guys go online and have somebody else try to tell you that stuff? It makes no sense, man. But again, you just don't want to put in the work. You don't want to be accountable. You just say, oh, so-and-so said, oh, I donated to so-and-so. You don't want to be held accountable. Listen, man, you got to be held accountable. You know, if you don't be held accountable, you don't grow. You take me, Omar Mitwali, for example. You know, I have a fiduciary. I have a fiduciary responsibility to hundreds of people out there. You know, that live stream that Undead Chronic did was Better Bachelor, Sandman, Hammerhand, Drixel from the MGTOWN podcast, even Ribby the Frog. I have a fiduciary responsibility to everybody on that forum that they get paid out, that their money is honored. You, at the end of the day, guys, you cannot grow as humans unless you have responsibility for others, whether that others are your children, your family, or the people you build homes for. You have to have responsibility for other people. This is how you grow, you know. Muslim people don't grow because they don't take responsibility. Okay, I'm going to end the video on this, guys. The reason, I think I found out the reason why the Ummah of Muhammad is full of scum. These people don't want to take responsibility. They don't want to be held accountable, okay? You guys need to understand something, man. God does not change your circumstance until you change yourself. If you're the type of guy who's gonna be like, oh, I'm just gonna donate to some rando on the internet, I'm just gonna have some rando on the internet tell me about Islam, amen, you don't want to change yourself. Why should God change what's surrounding you, your circumstance, man? Okay, Islam is a religion of being proactive. It's a religion of taking actions, okay? Now, this current world order, Islam tells us you're better off laying in bed than going out there running around. Why? Because of the social media bullcrap. This is why I don't do any of these Muslim podcasts. This is why I don't try to collab with Muslims out there, because I don't want to get caught up in this world of facade, in this world of toxicity that's floating around in the Ummah of the Prophet Muhammad. You guys need to understand, man, these guys on YouTube, they're making a killing. I think the average popular Muslim on YouTube is probably making $20,000-$30,000 a month. That's off of YouTube ad revenue. Imagine if they're selling a course. Imagine if they're accepting donations. Do you think a Muslim out there is gonna, you know, do you think a Muslim out there is gonna jeopardize all that for the truth, you know? You think they want to get a channel strike? You think they want Susan to demonetize them? You think they want to be throttled? Absolutely not. So what they're gonna do is that they're either gonna dumb down the message, or they're just gonna talk about dumb, stupid shit like, oh, brother, the reason why you can't get your pee-pee touch is because you weren't man enough, bro. It's like, come on, man. Are we really still talking about trying to marry a woman in 2023? Especially when women out there are said, you know, there are women out there who are openly saying, I got my cats and I got my boxed wine. The women are telling you, man, we're going wicked. Women going their own way. And yet you guys still believe that you can, you know, still get a woman. It's like, come on, man. Eventually, you just gotta give up, you know? So that's my video for you guys. Hope you like, share, comment, subscribe. I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace.